All right, last week we made it to chapter 13. We ended when Herod died. He was smote of worms. And Acts chapter 13, verse 1, it reads, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, 'Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.' And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." When the Lord calls us to the ministry, he has a set plan. And I remember in my life how worship came first. We would be worshiping the Lord. And then somebody would give a tongue, and somebody would give an interpretation, and somebody would write it down, and we'd discuss it, and then whoever had the minister would minister. That went on for a while. And it was just like here, when as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when the Lord sends you to do something and prepares you for it, you know, he prepares you first and he sends you out. And he's with you. You won't get everything before you go, but some things you'll learn as you go. And that's what happened with them. But this is something, communion is something that has to be strengthened in the church again. Because without it, without communing with the Lord and getting to know him, it won't be the same. Only he can prepare you for what's ahead and the people that he wants to minister to. And as we continue on, we're going to see that he told them where to go and where to, you know, just like Jesus did. He'd go before the Father and the Father would tell them where to go, what to expect, whatever he had to do. He, you know, when he get there, he's ready for it. And that's what happened with them. They it's not by might or power, but by the Spirit. So they were in worship, ministering unto the Lord, and they fasted. And then the Holy Spirit sent them out. All right, verse 4. "So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone to the Isle of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn the deputy from the faith. And Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, 'O full of subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness,
amen,
wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season.' And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord." So as they went forth, in power. God was with them. They may not have known that this sorcerer guy was going to be in the path, but when he was, they knew what to do. in the Lord's presence, you know what to do. The more you go in His presence, even though you may not know, you sense what to do. The more we're in His presence, we sense what to do. And I noticed something I read over. It listed Paul or Saul last, and it listed Barnabas first. Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manon, and then Saul. And it, starting out, Saul was listed last, but people list him first. He learned from these guys, and he was a very aggressive person anyway. He was a Pharisee. And then he got converted and became a Christian, and he grew in the Lord. And he did more writings than other disciples did. But he spent more time in jail. So he had to write, because he couldn't just go. All the apostles went and did works, but his was recorded. And I like the way that I love Apostle Paul. But he started out, he wasn't first, he was last. Continuing in verse 13. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga from Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. And they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, Ye men and brethren, if ye have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. And Paul stood up, and beckoning with his hand, said, Men of Israel, and ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with an high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land unto them by lot. And after that he gave unto them Judea, and they spoke, and about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterward they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 4 years. I print out, the New Testament has got his name Cis, his name was Kish.
Yeah.
And I remember Charles Capp said Jewish names can be spelt many different ways. And that's important to know, because it can.
Let me ask you, mm-hmm. Was the Old Testament written in one form and the New Testament written in Greek?
Yeah, the Old Testament was that's Hebrew true. And the New Testament was Greek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah. So a lot of these Greek words are pronounced differently. They pronounce the names differently than the Hebrew original.
Mm-hmm. That's why Isaiah was called Isaiah with an E instead of an I.
Yeah, that's right.
And he gave them the discourse of what happened so that they could trust the... he didn't leave out the history. He gave them the history and showed them how the history built up to it. And this was the wisdom of God. Lord, He deals with us where we are. And He helps us in ministry. He'll help you to relay something in a way people can understand it. And that's what Paul and the apostles were doing. And he continued, he said, and when he had removed him, talking about Saul, he raised up unto them David to be that king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. And now he's introducing Jesus, linking him to David, the Savior that they were looking for. And when John had first preached before his coming, the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, "Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. Mm-hmm. And though they found no cause of death in him yet,
amen,
desired they Pilate that he should be slain. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, mm-hmm, they took him down from the tree and laid him in the sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead. And he was seen many days, mm-hmm, of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is written in the second Psalm, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." And as according that, and as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, "I will give you the sure mercies of David." Wherefore he saith also in another Psalm, "Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, that by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware this, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of the prophets. Behold, ye despise us and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them, uh-huh, the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. They were sincere, and sincerity attracts sincerity. People that have ears to hear are attracted to the truth of God's word. Mm-hmm. And the truth of God's word is amplified in worship. When we worship and fellowship, the truth of God's word is amplified in worship.
So you say worship is important?
Very important.
Oh, okay.
And you don't have to wait until you go to church. You can worship at home.
Amen.
And in the business of life, take time and worship. Just spend time in his presence.
Amen.
Because that's where you get to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And he can put the Holy Spirit can put the word of God together like a puzzle for you. What you read all day, you might go to sleep and dream about it. And he'll give you understanding continually. And in his presence, I would always feel invincible.
Amen.
But in life, I'd feel defeated. And I said, "Lord, I want to live and I want to live like I do in your presence." I said, and at that time, way back then, the pastor said, you got to come back down to the valley. I said, and that just didn't sit right in my heart. And I said, "Lord, show me how to do it." And this took time for me to learn, but it's possible.
Amen.
No matter what, all right. No matter what you're dealing with in life, He's with you. And you can always sense His presence just like you do in your prayer closet.
Amen. That's good.
And through that, there's no limit to what you can learn, just like what Ray was saying this morning. Now, and we're out of time, but I think on the things of the Lord. Go in His presence and see what He'll tell you. And then again, you have to mix faith with it. All right, we'll pray.
You know, the scripture said, if you've been risen with Christ, seek those things above.
Yeah.
Those
that's right.
So that's good.
Lord.
I don't want the church to miss out. We miss out on too much.
Yeah.
Because we let things get in the way. If you have to take time and go in His presence. And then He'll put things, you can ask Him your questions, He can answer you and put things together for you so you can get it, so you can understand. But dear Lord, I thank You for the privilege of worship.
Yes.
I thank You for the power of worshiping You and communion with You. Help us to go back there, continually bask in Your presence, and teach us all the things that we need to know that we may be more effective. You said that he who bears fruit, he's purged so that he may bring forth more fruit.
Mm.
Lord, bless us to bring forth more fruit.
Jesus.
Guide us in by the Holy Spirit. Help us to do all that's in Your heart, all that You know we're capable of. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Don't
praise
forget Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night, amen.